It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com and Rolling Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Rolling. Where are you, Rolling?
Houston, Texas. I was speaking at the Juneteenth Lecture Series. Sam Collins, a fellow Aggie, puts on there. Had a great time Saturday. We hadn't got snowed in because of the severe snow and ice in D.C. and Maryland. It's treacherous, and so I got a flat later today, so could not get out.
But, did you say Juneteenth?
Yes, but he had the Juneteenth Lecture Series. It's the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth in June, but he does a lecture series throughout the year, not just focusing on that day.
It's like we celebrate Black History every day and not just in the month of February.
Yeah, so he wanted to sort of keep folks understanding that it goes beyond that. So 150 years in June, so a shout-out to Sam Collins for keeping that whole thing alive.
Yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. So, Tom, Attorney General Eric Holder is in his final days in office, and he really has been focusing and honing in on civil rights cases. He announced, of course, they were not pursuing federal charges against George Zimmerman. That is likely to be the case dealing with the killer of Mike Brown as well, because there's a high federal standard in order to provide proof. And he says that needs to be lowered. Joining me right now is former federal prosecutor and Georgetown University law professor Paul Butler. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
What's up, Roland? How you doing, Tom?
Yeah.
Paul, explain to our audience really what the AG is talking about, because whenever we hear the feds are getting involved, there's a lot of anticipation they might actually have justice, but they come back and they say, we're not filing charges. I don't think a lot of people understand the high standard involved in these kind of cases.
So Attorney General Holder is saying, I got bad news and good news. The bad news is the Justice Department is not going to bring federal charges against Officer Wilson for killing Michael Brown in Ferguson last summer. But the good news is that they're going to try to change the law to make it easier in the future to prosecute police in federal court. It's a very high bar now because basically you got to prove criminal intent, that the cop stopped being an officer and turned into a cold-blooded murderer. If the cop was only acting recklessly or if he made some kind of stupid but fatal mistake, he gets off. So that's what Holder wants to change.
Now, first of all, a correction. He hasn't announced anything dealing with the Ferguson case. He did announce dealing with George Zimmerman. But the other issue is that when you're trying to seek this federal standard, it also goes to you have to keep someone from a federal rights. That is, so they got to look at, well, if you were walking on the sidewalk, were you going somewhere that violated a federal standard? Like I say, it's very convoluted that you have to reach that point.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Roland. So federal jurisdiction over criminal cases is actually limited. 90% of cases that are criminal cases are brought by the state. So what Holder wants to do is to make it easier for cops to be prosecuted in federal court. So he's got to find more federal jurisdiction. The way he can do that is by looking at intent and saying, look, it's not only when you have the intent to cold-blooded murder, but also police, they're licensed to kill. So when they make mistakes, that has consequences. When they're reckless about how they use their guns, that has consequences. That needs to be brought in federal court because states like Missouri and cities like Staten Island, they're not stepping up to the plate. That's classically when the feds step in, when the states don't protect African Americans, when we don't get equal protection of law from them.
Okay, what about the case in Cleveland? We just found out that the police in Cleveland are saying that was that little boy's fault that he got shot by the policeman?
Right. That was a lawsuit filed by the family of Tamir Rice. And in that case, the police are making that statement in their response to the family's civil suit. Paul, go ahead.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. But the other good news that Holder is going to bring, our brother's going out like a soldier, isn't he? What he's going to say is that Ferguson police departments, he's going to basically throw the hammer at them. You know, they were selectively stopping African Americans for traffic infractions, writing them big tickets and using that money as a slush fund to run the city. Ferguson made almost as much money from tickets as it did from sales tax. So Holder is looking at departments like Cleveland, like Ferguson, hopefully like the NYPD, and he's going to say, you know what, this has got to change. So he's bringing these pattern and practice cases against them. And ultimately, Tom, ultimately, Roland, I think this is going to have more consequences, more positive benefits than indicting and prosecuting a single police officer.
How so?
He's going after the whole department.
How so?
Yeah, it's because, you know, if you go after one cop, that's important, and certainly that's especially crucial for the victims and their families. But that doesn't really send a message to the whole department, that looking at the entire practice of the department and saying, you know what, you can't, Ferguson Police, you can't just issue tickets to African Americans. You can't selectively enforce the traffic laws against them. Jim Crow is over. And you know what? Ferguson, they don't seem to understand that. A lot of police departments don't seem to understand that. Police officers treat African Americans differently from whites. The FBI director came to my school, Georgetown, and said that. He said that. So what Holder is doing is saying, no, 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 that's got to stop. Jim Crow is over, and that applies to police departments.
And keep in mind, the federal DOJ already has a monitor over the Cleveland Police Department, second time in 10 years. And so the Tamir Rice killing happened around that exact same time because of that black couple who were gunned down 2 years ago. 60 cars involved, almost 150 shots fired into their vehicle.
It's so confusing.
Of the AG,
it's so confusing. No wonder people are so frustrated.
Here's the reality that Paul is saying, and AG understands. State prosecutors are basically the ones in charge of these investigations. We keep looking to the feds. We got to change state law and not only look to the feds. That's just the reality.
And you have the case. You have the case in Los Angeles where this homeless man was shot.
State law. It's going to be a state press. It's going to be a district attorney.
And yet, Roland, this isn't getting people to the polls any more than it has in the past.
Absolutely not. And that's why you see what happened in Chicago, the voter turnout in the mayoral election. Do understand, we vote for district attorneys. We vote for judges. So we can't sit on our butts and only vote in the presidential election. We got to vote in local races because look at Kim Thompson in Brooklyn. They indicted the cop who killed the black guy in the dark hallway. Guess what? Kim Thompson, African-American. When you vote for DAs, that's how you change what happens.
Okay. All right.
That's exactly right. We got Loretta Lynch underway, first black female attorney general, so she's going to step up to the plate.
All right.
Paul Butler, thanks a lot.